Los Angeles police arrest dozens of protesters after No Kings rally turns into riot. The Los Angeles Police Department arrested dozens of people who refused to leave a No Kings rally on March 28. There were 75 total arrests following a dispersal order being given in the area of Alameda and Temple around 5:28 p.m., the LAPD told the Epoch Times in a statement on March 29. The LAPD said 66 adults and 8 juveniles were arrested for failure to disperse the scene of a riot. Another person was arrested for possession of a dirk or dagger during the protest. There were no reported injuries during the arrests. The riot occurred outside the Edward R. Roybal Federal Building in downtown Los Angeles, approximately 2 miles south of Dodger Stadium. The Department of Homeland Security reported there were initially 1,000 people rioting outside the building before law enforcement attempted to get the crowds to disperse. Rioters are throwing rocks, bottles, and cement blocks at officers, DHS wrote in an X post on March 28. Two officers hit with the cement blocks are receiving medical care. DHS confirmed that at least 2 people were arrested and charged with assaulting federal law enforcement, which is a felony. Meanwhile, in Denver, police confirmed they made 9 arrests during the No Kings protest in the downtown area, which included a person throwing objects. The majority of arrests in Denver were made when a small group of protesters blocked a road and refused to disperse. An unlawful assembly was declared, and after multiple announcements to disperse, officers used smoke to disperse the group, the Denver Police Department wrote in a post on X. More than 3,100 No Kings demonstrations were organized across the country on Saturday. The events held coast to coast were attended by people who opposed President Donald Trump's agenda, such as the war in Iran and immigration enforcement operations in Minnesota.